My name is Mike McGinnis. I'm a mergers and acquisitions partner at DLA Piper, the third largest law firm in the world. I've been at DLA Piper for the last 3 years. I've been a member of FII for the last year. This is my second summit. I was really astounded by the connectivity at that with people from all over the world on a global basis who are focused on and interested in business and developments trends in Saudi Arabia. And so I was pretty amazed at how big Saudi Arabia becomes on the global world stage at that event. You really appreciate all the different places that the Saudi Arabian economy and their government, the regulations and their business touch in the world. And I really walked away with a sort of a deep appreciation of the global size of Saudi Arabia at FII. The firm has asked me to basically shepherd transactions across Latin America from New York, which I've been doing for the last 30 years as part of my career. And so I work in the mergers and acquisitions field. And in the last year, I've been working almost exclusively on Latin America and the Middle East and the global connection between New York, Latin America, and the Middle East as we put together our expansion plan in Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is particularly relevant to us because Saudi Arabia sits at the crossroads of so many different, both political, geopolitical, and economic trends right now. And so for us, we feel like our firm matches up very well against both the requirements and the current pulls that we're seeing in Saudi Arabia. I think it's fair to say that the transformation, the social and economic transformation that Saudi has seen in the last 10 years is the most dramatic transformation that's been seen in the last several decades in the world. And so I think for us to understand what's happening in Saudi Arabia, we really need to be on the ground to see the different trends as Saudi Arabia moves away from a petrochemical, hydrocarbon-focused economy to one that's focused on services, one that's focused on mining, one that's focused on AI and data regulation, one that is looking to become a hub for data centers and supply chain operations. Totally different things than what Saudi was 10 years ago. And so I think in order to understand where you fit into the story and how you can help the Vision 2030 dream be achieved together with Saudi Arabia, I think you really have to understand what the new trends are there from an economic and a social point of view. I'm a great admirer of the Vision 2030 program. And I think that the model for rapid infrastructure development, for setting a stretch vision for your population in terms of the transformation of your economic face from one sector to a variety of sectors, the commitment to introducing new people in the population to the workforce in an aggressive and felt way, I think these things are fantastic. And I think our firm feels like we have a number of the sort of legal service areas that are very important and can help be part of that story.
请关注公众号思维纪要社，更多纪要请加 VCN20210130。
AI and data regulation is one example. We also are very strong in the sports and hospitality sector. We're very focused on the things that Saudi is doing to bring the world to it through the World Expo in 2030, through the World Cup in 2034, through the FII events, which happen every year and draw the most important people in the world. We have 130 data scientists and AI lawyers inside our firm. So I spend all day long talking to them and hearing from them what the newest developments are. I would personally say that AI 2 years ago, I had a hard time getting my arms around as a corporate lawyer. Within the last 6 months, I've seen developments which literally leave me astounded. The sorts of things you can do with the large language format programs to essentially write new material, analyze large volumes of legal data, legal contracts, summarize things more clearly, improve your analysis, and do just basic legal service research is really astounding. I have to say, I didn't think AI was that great a thing 2 years ago, 4 years, 5 years ago. I struggled with the idea. Right now, we're seeing sort of a step change in the AI world. I would encourage anybody who asked me to become a member of FII. It has, for me, in this last year, provided three essential things. One, it's connected me to a large group of high-level, high-performance people who are focused on doing business and working around the Vision 2030 in Saudi Arabia, a group that I would never have had a chance to meet unless I was a member of FII. Second, it's given me the opportunity to influence and inform them about what we're trying to do at DLA Piper and how we're trying to fit in and become part of the story of Vision 2030 in a way that's shared and is helpful to Saudi Arabia. And I think that's a very important function that comes from the first one, connectivity and the ability to influence. And then third, it's been a great vehicle for me to educate myself on what's happening at the moment, at the day, from the most senior people in the government, from the most senior people in the industry and business about Saudi Arabia. And I find that function wonderful. I would suggest to anybody that they schedule some things, they look carefully at the agenda and choose the things they want to participate in, and that they also have free time just to walk the hallways and see the people who are here and just meet people that you've never seen before. It's an amazingly friendly environment. People want to meet you. They want to talk to you about your business. They want to hear about what you're doing, and they want to share what they're doing. And I find that to be a really sort of the highlight of the event. But with respect to the FII reports, yes, they're helpful. And when I receive the FII reports, I will read into those things that are topical to the areas that I'm particularly interested in. For example, AI and data regulation, the developments in the mining sector, both inside Saudi Arabia and internationally through Manara, the activities and announcements that relate to PIF and their near-term and long-term plans. And of course, any other political developments that are being covered by FII is a regular matter. So yes, crossroads career moment. When I think about it, for me, it was the moment that I decided to start studying Spanish and go to Mexico. And when I went to Mexico and I got myself deep into the language and culture there, which I then later expanded to an understanding across Latin America, later to even Portuguese and in Brazil, that moment really opened and it flowered a whole global movement for me in my career. I'm a globalist. And so I think that you should invest and work locally, but with the global enterprise in mind. And I think there's no better example than when you think about Saudi Arabia and the Vision 2030 program, how much activity and focus that takes to understand what's happening in the country and how you can match up against it. But when you do that, you also have to take enormous global and geopolitical considerations into mind. And so I would say to anybody who's going to do that, think about the sort of local context and be very deep in there, but always keep in mind everything that's happening around you on a global basis and enjoy.